listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Yes, good afternoon, good evening, good welcome to Journeys with JP this evening, coming from we're all in a bit of a funny mood, I have to say, at Wolf Spirit Radio. Dave has just left his body yesterday, and it's a bit of a weird time because not only are we having to deal with the grief of losing a great friend, and sort of what are we doing with it? We've decided to run with it, and we decided to create something that is new and kind of like a kind of more expanded version of it. In terms of we're all, you know, all the different hosts are, we're going to bring the ideas together and bring out our energies together. So it will be different. It will be hopefully more polished and a lot more accessible. So we've got some ideas, and it's going to be. And the other thing is that we want it to be kind of really friendly and cooperative, you know, very little barriers to understanding and bringing in. And I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. My guest tonight was indeed due to be, and still is due to be, William Stillings, who, at the best of times, he's a bit elusive. We did schedule it, and he should be here. And I haven't got any connection with him yet. So until that time, I'll probably talk about stuff. If anybody wants to call in and check on this, let me just check if I type in the word number into Revolution Radio. Then HAL 9000, it does the only decent thing that robot does. I really hate now. Tells me that the Studio B telephone number is 310-421-4053. That's 310-421-4053. That's if you want to call in and talk to me. I'm going to actually message William Stillings right now here. As we speak, I'm going to say, where the hell are you? There's the number. Where are you? Well, yes. And so that's the, yes. Call me. Yeah. So, until that time, as I say, we've been in a meeting this afternoon. Obviously, not everybody could attend, and those who haven't attended, this is of hosts from Wolf Spirit Radio. Actually, if you're interested in joining us on any in any fashion, I'm looking for help. it's a big job. Dave did an awful lot, it's like he's kind of created a template. That if we fill it out, I can see he's, well, this is the other thing, you know, it's not like Dave has gone away, really. It's just like, you know, it's like he's left the building and he's still, he's still around and, yeah, managing things, let's say. So it's quite fun because, you know, we have a lot of psychics on the shows, and sensitives, and everybody's hearing him, and people are talking to the dogs and the wolves, and you know, it's quite an interesting conversation, because it's like a kind of half in this dimension, half in another dimension, and I suppose it's a, it's really quite like that. Fringe, where they discover that there's an alternate universe and they create a bridge that goes between them. That should be quite interesting. So, shoulder fractures. So, do join us on the air at 310-41-4053. So, it's very good. This is very good. In a way, it's like a way of channeling the energy of our feeling of loss is to put back or contribute to the group that is left in Dave's enormous the hole that he's left by his presence by filling it ourselves, because it's a bit like he was a big battery charger, and he's charged us all up, and now we can then add all of our batteries together to produce really quite a high voltage. I think that's a good and almost direct analogy. I like that. If you wish to join this new enterprise, it will be organized differently. I was just having a conversation on Wolf Spirit with Dr. No Bob, and we were talking about various kind of ways of organizing the society and the Gnostic point of view and how he experiences various things. So it's the thing is that we want to get together as a cooperative, like a group. A holographic group where everybody knows what to do, everybody knows what the aim is, everybody has the direction, everybody therefore is a director, you know, and so there's less slip-ups that happen, because everybody knows which way we're going, and we don't need to keep saying, it's this way, that part is dealt with. That part's, you know. And what's interesting is that in the conversation that we had this afternoon between as many hosts as I could gather in whatever time we had, and I'm sorry if you missed it, we're definitely going to get together, and contact me, please. I might not have your Skype or email, but please get in touch with me, and it should be... We'll gather on Skype, and we'll see what we can do about that as well, whether if we have to rely on Skype or if there's something else that we can use that might be more secure or more reliable or more or better audio or something like that. So there does seem to be a people have had if you wish to come in and speak about Dave until we've got William, who is supposed to come, but you know what happens is stuff happens. Aha, who might this be? Oh, where did that go? Oh, call back. Somebody did just try to call 4477. Oh, that's a UK telephone number. Yeah. So that was interesting. Somebody tried to call me from the UK. 310-421-4053. That's plus one if you're calling from the UK. Well, that was a bit weird. So anyway. Here we are on Wolf Spirit Radio and No Borders Radio and Ever Beyond Radio, and last but certainly not least, Revolution Radio. I hope you've all had a really wonderful time over the weekend. I heard you had a big party. I'm waiting for the video to come out, Hopefully it's in Smellorama, so you can smell all the wonderful fragrances from the party, you know, as you might imagine at night, and you know, the fragrances of the party, as you know, smell it. Anyway, no, it won't be in smell around. It'll it'll just be in full stereo and well recorded, and obviously nobody will be holding hand. You know, there won't be any handheld cameras. No, never. Anyway, I hope you've had a brilliant time. I'm just trying to find the chat room again. There we are. And as I said, we were going to have William Sting. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what he's been telling me. This is another show with the spirit of William Stillings. Yeah, we had Eva. She had him booked, and he didn't turn up. So we just talked about him rather than him himself. So I'll talk about what he's been talking about, and that might be. Because it's very sobering, you know, from one sobering subject to another sobering subject. That what William's talking about is that from his connections in the future. Now, he's not able to explain this kind of explicitly. I can, but he can't, you know, because of his responsibilities. So the interpretation of it is, or my understanding of it, let's say, is that having been sent forwards and backwards in time on the various projects, that he would be used to courier information. And it could be just a piece of paper or an envelope or something. And you send the right piece of information through time to the right person, and things can be prepared for. For instance, if I wanted to send something to somebody in the future, I could specify a very accurate location in a forest somewhere, and using the forester's maps, I might bury a piece of information, and then with a time traveler, I will send just need to send that location forward in time with through the time travel courier, and they'll know exactly where to look to pick up, you know, the larger piece of information or artifact or whatever. There are ways of tunneling through time, so what Will was talking about is that he would be sent into the future with pieces of paper, and presumably sent back with pieces of paper in response. If you had time travel, you can imagine what you could do. Be interesting. And anything that you might imagine doing that, I imagine that they've already imagined it too, and are and have probably been doing it for 50 years. That's the you know, the very sobering thought. Anyway, sobering thought number one is Dave Corso has passed away. Dave Corso was also a time traveler. In his black operations, he would talk about operations he would do in the future. Beings he would meet. Very, very bizarre stuff. Anyway, so what happened is that Will has been forward, and there was another disaster, like Fukushima, but instead of being in Asia, all that far away, it's very close. It's in the what's known as the Pilgrim Power Plant in Plymouth, that's because of certain things that can be prevented or avoided, or the thing can be shut down, or something can be done about it. That's his information. How, therefore, do you prevent such a thing? Here I am talking to quite a few hundred thousand people, maybe. What if you knew that there would be a Fukushima type event in the future unless you personally had something to do with it being shut down. What kind of arse getting off does it need for something like that to happen? What if the key piece person was even listening? Maybe the guy who's the safety inspector for Plymouth nuclear reactor is listening to Revolution Radio just now, Studio B. Or maybe someone lives next door to that person, or I don't know, goes to the same church. If you could do it, would you do it? If you could say something to someone and you knew that that was a channel, a vector into that information, would you do it? You could save your country, you could save the ocean, you could save a lot of people, a lot of beings, a lot of life, a lot of stress. You could save an awful lot of heartache. Would you do it? Wouldn't take much. So, that's William's message. We can prevent something, or we can watch it happening and remember that we tried to prevent it, or that we were called to prevent it. So, what can I do? Well, this. What else can I do? I don't know. Tonight, that's what William was going to be talking about, and I hope that he's going to be on and add more gravity to the situation, because, all right, so let's talk about the opposites. From a dark, heavy subject, and if Will comes on, we can speak about it. He's not called yet. It's against the law to talk to an alien, even if it's illegal. So, well, yes. I wish I went to Nighthawk's party. Yeah, I wish I went to Nighthawk's party too. That would be great. But that would have been a bit of a slap. And who's there to run the station? There we go. La 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 la. So, it's been a bit of a busy weekend for me, as you may imagine. Dave started, he went into hospital last week, so I kind of had to keep the balls juggling. And now we're trying to get it going as a more cooperative venture. And I want to, as I say, extend invitations for people at all levels of contribution, you know, to what is a great wee project. If you like the stuff that we do, I'm very happy to help you, because that's the way it works. It's a mutual benefit. Must be the rain. Is it raining? It's raining in Pahrump? What? Ah, well, that's very interesting. Dave lives in the desert, folks. In Nevada, in Pahrump, Nevada. And so does Tremjar. And he's saying, it says it must be the rain. So it's raining after Dave's leaving the building. Wow. Oh, that's interesting. So, we've been making plans, and I get the feeling that I'm being helped. Oh, thank you very much. Two Dog, actually. Let's just bring in Two Dog for a while. Yes, let's see if Charles Two Dog will be there. You are Two Dog. I'll see you.
I'll see you, brother.
Oh, wow. Glad to hear your voice. It's good to hear an elder. I've been given a baby, and it's still sucking its thumb, and I need to get some nappies ready and some feed. But it's good to hear your voice, mate. How are you doing?
Oh man, I'm numb a little bit, but I'm hanging. I mean, a lot of guys right now are giving a lot of prayer smoke up, and you ain't been giving a baby, you've been giving a Goliath.
I got a baby. This is like a baby Bigfoot or something. It's like, yeah, it's tiny now. It's about the size of a beagle, but it's tiny now. Because I've held a wolfhound pup in my hands, and it's tiny then.
I think truthfully that Dave's vision that he had when he started and what he's doing and up to the time he walked, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be just fine. You know as good well as I am, he's not gonna go away from it. He's gonna be there.
The reason that I'm giggling about that is like, somehow I feel like he's still micromanaging me from the other side. And it's only Monday.
It's only Monday, exactly. But you know, you could be doing something and you can hear him go, nah, you know better than that. Or don't go that way. But the thing about Dave and myself, I can put it to you loosely. We've always cared for each other from the day we met. Dave's never done a thing to me. I've never done a thing, you know. We always tried to work with each other. And I want to keep as much unity between all of us as we can go in Dave's honor, in all Dave's respect. And to the spirit of Dave Corso, you know, you're always going to be mi chante cola. You're always going to be my heart friend, brother. And we'll meet one day again in the sky world that's coming. One day we all will.
It might be sooner than rather than later, you know.
Well, no one knows, brother. Yeah. Only one knows is the Creator itself. But so, nothing is on the bottom of your foot, brother. There's nothing stamped on it that says when your time is done.
No sell by date.
Only the Master knows.
No sell by date.
No.
It's good to hear you, man. So, we've been looking at ways of recreating the station. Not really recreating it. It's kind of the templates are there, and it's just that we need more people to fulfill those templates. And what's interesting is that the right people are stepping forward to do all these things. And that's, you know, that's why I say, you know, I feel that Dave's micromanaging me, because like I'll be finishing a show and then I'll get a message on Facebook from someone and it'll be like, all right, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, they can do this, oh right, brilliant. And it's like they're coming. it's relentless. And I go to sleep and I wake up and there are more, and I get, you know, so it's getting quite a full-time kind of experience so far. And I just hope that I'll get a day off once in a while. My girlfriend is coming tomorrow, and I hope I will have enough time to attend to her needs. Bless her heart.
You know, it's like yes, Dave. You know, it's the see, Dave's thinking of me or something, because I just said it. But JP, it's like this, man. Dave set the whole thing an example. All right? Everything he did to Wolf Spirit Radio, every show that was going through Wolf Spirit Radio, Dave set in that example. Okay? So everything is in the focus. He done put the focus in there. Only thing we have to do is follow that guideline and that focus, and Wolf Spirit Radio will be fine.
You know, last night somebody said, read the creed of Wolf Spirit Radio, and I thought, I went to it, and I went to the website, and you know, I saw something that I've been seeing for the last few years, you know, just like, it's just normal there, and I read it, and I thought, wow, now it all makes sense. Having had the meet, and having had this meeting, let's see what it says. And so it says, the creed of the pack is survival, caring, protection, trust, and unconditional love.
Right.
And then there's this quote, right? And it's in quotes, so it's like, is he quoting him? I don't know. Anyway, it says, a group becomes a pack when each member has the confidence and trust in their self and their skills, abilities, and contributions to the pack. To praise and honor the skills, abilities, and contributions of all the other members of that pack. If you're confident in yourself, you don't need to bitch about anybody else. You know? Deal with your own stuff.
If you're confident in what you can do within the pack itself, don't worry about it. You got it. It's all going. Let's look at it like this. The alpha wolf of this pack has done everything for the pack. All right, it's already been set in motion. Only thing is, now there's another alpha that has to step up. It's the way the pack runs. It's time now.
I've always felt, I've started feeling a little gruffer. I started feeling a little, and I'm questioning, I'm thinking to myself, hang on a second, am I thinking like me or am I thinking like Dave? This is weird. Like you're saying, it's like, all right, I get it.
I mean, this is what Dave used to like for me to do every once in a while, you know? And I'd like to do a couple of things for him that, on his new journey that will probably make him laugh while he's taking this journey a bit.
Be my guest.
Since Dave was Sicilian, he used to love for me to come, how you doing over there? Dave, get over here. I need to talk to you. You know what I mean? So that's number one. And number two, he always wanted me to say this pledge every time I was on with him. So I'm going to do it in his honor. I pledge allegiance to the flags of the 500 Indian nations and to the heritage for which they stand, all nations under the Creator, with honor and respect for all. Aho, Dave Corso.
Aho.
There you go, JP.
Aho, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I really felt that, actually. Like a rod coming through me. Like, stand to attention. Sit to attention. Uh-huh. 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 So you did.
Well, see, you know, JP, everybody knows what we are using when we speak, okay? is completely a honest energy. You know what I mean? Everybody, every time we talk, there's energy between the two. So there's good energy going here. So we go with it that way, right?
Absolutely, because that's what it's about, is getting the energy blended right.
Exactly. And you know good and well that Wolf Spirit Radio has been going for a long, long, long time. So that's energy in itself, isn't it?
There is a magic in regular activity, and regular unbroken activity has deep magic. That is why Dave knew that I could keep it going. Because I know that. And so...
But, JP, I've listened to you many times, JP. Okay? And me and you had some dynamite shows together ourselves. And to be honest with you, if anybody can run Wolf Spirit Radio for Dave Corso, it would be you, brother.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much. Because that does mean... I mean... it's hard to express this because it's like a feeling that I've not felt before because I've not been in this position. But I do feel kind of... It's a bit like... like wearing a new suit or something like that. You know, the suit actually forms your body a bit. You know, have to sit up straight in order to fit comfortably into it. You know, it doesn't let you slouch. You know, the way that, like, a military uniform does. I suppose that's what they call when they say giving someone the mantle. Yeah. Anyway, so... it's interesting that we had this meeting today, and it was apart from me, it was all female, it was very interesting. And I definitely, you know, I want to be able to have this not necessarily, equal balance, you know, not this, like a, oh, we've got to have five men and five women or something like that. But sometimes, you know, maybe it's best not to have just one rooster, isn't it? As they say. So I'd like to invite you back onto Wolf Spirit, so that you come through the Wolf Spirit stream too, Doc, and that you become a host, and that you that there are things you can do as who you are and what you love doing.
Here's the thing with Dave and myself. Okay, now he was simulcasting from us also for the hard drum and. It's not, you know, it still can happen. Things can happen, you know. The fact of the matter is we need to unify in every effort. Dave and I knew that. Dave, I, and Tracy knew that. We can unify in every effort for the betterment of the human being and then for the betterment of all things. Because we've only got one Earth. There is no planet B we are going to. This is the only mother we have. But within the pack, there's always working with each other for the betterment of the feeding of the pack. Anything that has been done can be done. Every action, reaction, brother. Equal. Good action brings good reaction. You know? It all can work itself out.
And I can see it's like it just feels like a new kind of not like a sports center, and it's not it's something that it may have a gym in it. There may be a shopping mall in it, but there's a comfortable listening area that is kind of, in some way it's inside and in some ways it's outside. It's a kind of natural formation. There's maybe a garden in the middle of the building or something, I don't know. But that's where everybody, this is where the conversation, the parliament, the campfire is. It might be a rocket stove. Are you all right with rocket stoves?
Well, let's put it this way. Let's think of it in a little tribal organizational thing here. All right. Let's put it that it's a council. And each person that comes on Wolf Spirit Radio for 2 hours to talk over what is going on with them or in their life or to help other people or whatever. Let's think of the feather circle. All right. Say it's Miss Muggsy's turn to hold the feather. She talks for 2 hours. You can hold a feather for 5 minutes, five days. No one is allowed to speak, only the one that's holding the feather. Okay? So Miss Muggsy, after 2 hours, she passes the feather to you. You have the feather for the next 2 hours. And say it's me. The next, you pass it to me. So I pass it to Tracy or whoever else is going to be on there. Within that focus, that feather continuously circles. And it's continuous communication. What do you think of that?
I love the imagery. It's it's just perfect. It takes away a kind of a sense of like I'm having to perform here, you know, because sometimes you might not have everything to say right then. But we do have to fit in like revolution slots and things like that, so we can work around that. They're like
can.
They're like, you know.
But think about something.
Yeah, think I mean, thinking, you know, I'm seeing like a schedule that has got like, is in these lovely kind of leathery colors. And there's this feather that's passing from one, you know, everybody, there's a feather for each show.
One guest to the other.
Yeah.
One guest to the other. But think about something, JP. In a respectful manner. In a loving, respectful manner, this alpha wolf, as far as Dave is concerned, he bent his head down and he took his nose and he rolled to you the bone of what, and now you're picking it up. Welcome to being an alpha, brother.
Hang on, let's see if I can get this one. This is the... I think this is one. Let's see.
That's for you, bro.
Thank you very much, too, Doug. So,
my pleasure.
This is a very interesting thing. A lot of us on the station. We talk about how we can get back to nature, and yet here we are. We're on the internet. We're communicating by digital. So, let's say we were in a world where somehow there were no oppressive powers that be anymore, and they've all fizzled away, and somehow everybody who has evil intent has managed to gain instant karma and wipe themselves off the face of the planet because they actually can't stand bad behavior anymore. Do you see a future for internet-like activity? Because there seems to be it would be better if we didn't go back, don't you?
Well, you know, it's better that we don't go back, truthfully, JP, because if you look at the way mankind has done, he's always been, especially, you know, with this cyber age, he's always trying to play the creator so badly that, you know, he gets to a certain point and cause the creator's going to stop you. But if you want to go back the old tribal way, one message to another, we did have people we called runners. You know what a runner is, right?
Sure.
If someone had something to do with another part of the people or in another part of the land, we'd send runners to you. Then we'd come together and talk about these things.
All right, yeah. So, I was talking about, how do you arrange a meeting? Say, there's... All right, so here we go.
Runner.
Say you knew that there was this force that was coming, say you knew about Columbus before he came and you could explain to people what was going on. How would you have organized that meeting? How does that work? What would be the information?
Sometimes it would be sent like this. We would elect in our nation the fastest runners that we have. And we would run to the other nation, tell them. They would send runners to another nation, tell them it will constantly go. And then they would send runners back to us to let us know that we had gotten the information and we're on our way. We had runners, man.
And so that's a service. What's the sort of distance we're talking about, and how much ground do they cover?
Hundreds of miles, man. Sometimes hundreds of miles between, you know, nation to nation. It's according to how close the other nation is to us. If your nation is 50 miles away from me, I'll send two runners 50 miles. They take them a little bit, but they'll get there.
And of course, when they send the when the acknowledgement comes back, of course they won't send, because they'll be responding very quickly, so they won't send your runners back. Your runners can walk back, and they'll send their runners so that the message gets through. Would that be the sensible thing, or is that how it happens?
What they can do with my runners, okay? They would feed them, let them rest, other things of that manner until they're ready to come home. Let them rest up to be able to run back home. And we would do that with the ones that even responded. We'd let them rest, feed them, talk with them, and let them go, you know, leave on their own accord when they want to do this. They could do that in a day.
Well, 100 miles.
50 miles in a day, easy.
50 miles in a day, yeah, that's right. That's like two marathons. And, that's incredible. But these are people who probably enjoy running. It's a meditation for them. It's you know, they're you know, obviously the best runners are people who love running, you know?
Well, you got to think about something too, JP, you know. We didn't have a lot of this bad food and other poisons that we do now. Everything was not, a, you know, it was more cleaner back then, life was, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, so it wasn't that unusual to be a runner.
No.
Right. And is, would you say it's a stage?
Mm.
Is it like, is there a kind of, because as well as the, you know, the physical fitness, it's the learning the knowledge of the land and, you know.
It was a lifestyle in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The tribal way is knowing, you know, what medicines you can have, that the earth is growing, the your surrounding areas as far as hunting, fishing rights, hunting rights, you know the land itself and it anyway, because you are a part of that land. We are connected to the earth. And that's why in this modern day, within this fear factor you have constantly running, it takes away from the connection that we, who we are here on the mother ourselves. If you're constantly feared about something, you cannot be connected fully.
Because the fear is drawing, is that sense of drawing away from it, isn't it? Is that, that
it
fear,
kills your connection.
Yeah, cuts it, you know. It's like, say you had a trailing connector, like you have on a fairground. You know, what do you call them? The cars that you drive around that bump into each other. You got a little thing at the top that's got a little. It runs along a grid, and it pulls.
It's a bumper car.
Yeah, yeah. It pulls electricity from the top of the grid, and. If it's got a pushing force, it's pushing it into it.
Right.
And but if it got scared, it would pull away from it. That's what you do when you're scared of something. You pull away, and as you say, that breaks the connection, and so the car goes nowhere.
Right.
Kind of upside down sort of theory, but it more or less works, isn't it?
The you know, the main point here on Turtle Island was they were afraid of us. When they first got here. So, instead of being afraid of something, if you're afraid of something, you kill it. That way you don't have to be afraid of it anymore. That's how they got this place. Truth is truth.
And it was, they were in a complete, it's like there's so many reality clashes, and it's, I mean, in a way, this is like, yeah, this is one of the problems is the clash of realities between, let's call it the Roman point of view, as exemplified by the Roman Catholic and its empire that is created, and. Mm-hmm. Just about every indigenous person on the planet. So someone's got the wrong idea.
Yeah, they do.
Someone has it. And it's like, hang on a second. It might be us. You know, what the heck's going on? I'm sorry. So,
it is how... Mm. It is how we're going to be let's look at it this way. Like I said before, only thing Dave has done is he's bent his head down as the apple wolf, and he's rolled that bone over to you. You're the alpha now, brother. He's give you that respect. That's what it is. He's giving you that respect.
Thank you. I don't know what the appropriate response is, but thank you.
No, don't thank me. Thank him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thank you, Dave. It's an honor. It's slightly terrifying, but only very, very slightly terrifying, and I'm working on that bit. The rest is like, oh wow, how a great an opportunity to implement some of the ideas that I've been having for a long time, and also I need lots of help, and so there you go. So, and the thing is, and again, it was said in the meeting this afternoon that we all seem to be going our own way, doing our own thing. And yet we're all connected in this bundle, in this pack, in this group.
Of course.
And I think really a lot of us have been spending a bit of time in the last couple of years kind of getting it together, building an understanding, gaining in knowledge and experience, and being able to talk to lots of people and then understand it and get the gravitas and all that stuff so that people are listening. learning the ropes, so to speak, so that we've got enough wherewithal to then accept the rest of the crew. It's like we've been the skeleton crew to a big ship, and now it's almost the day of the launch, and the flagship flies, the USS.
Let's put it to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
The way you just said it. Dave Corso was the captain of that flagship. Okay. His time has come. The flag has been lowered half mast, and he has been buried at sea. And his second in command now has been given the commander. Dave handed that to you in that manner too. And that is love, honor, and respect in itself, JP.
That
Dave put it to you.
He did. And it's the weird thing is it's coming from loads of different people. There's all these psychics and readers and seers are saying, oh yeah, Dave told me to tell you, you can have all spirit ready. In a way, it's like, yeah, it's like, it's really showing me that it's okay. And that it is going to be okay. And there's no question of it not working, because it just feels just so right and correct and in the flow.
The whole time I've been listening to Wolf Spirit Radio, JP, I'll be honest with you. The way Dave was and the way I could hear you flow with this as well, between Wolf Spirit Radio, there's a lot of guys out there that could, take this thing and run. But brother, you was always there for him. Tracy was too. She could do it in a minute. She's that good. She's darn good. But Dave handed that to you, brother. Dave handed that to you. So you are the captain of Wolf Spirit Radio's flagship right now.
Yep. I'm gonna get a really clean version of that, a really hi-fi version of that. Yeah, don't worry. So I can see people in the chat room there tuning in who haven't heard that Dave left the building yesterday morning, and we're just dealing with the idea that Dave has created something that we are now kind of populating. It's always like, it's like quietly in the back, in his backyard, he's built this great big boat, and it's just ready. And here we are. And so we're still in flux. Nothing is fixed, and in some ways, maybe nothing will be fixed. That we'll be able to work with the spirit of the time. That we may never be stale, always keep moving. Welcome back to Journeys with JP. Tonight, accompany me on my journey through the unknown to the known is Chief Two Dog. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm just still sitting here, you know, between 2 days. I do want you to know that a personal song has been sung for Dave, and that prayers have been gave up to the Master of Life for a very safe journey, and that he'll never be forgotten. While people that are still here that remember him will never be gone. Only thing, if you have ever met this brother and you can't just focus in on something or can't even think of anything, or you miss him that much, open your mind, open your heart, close your eyes, and he stands there. He's not going anywhere. JP?
Yep. Yep, it really is. as I've experienced with some other friends of mine who have passed over, it's not like they're not there. I get like more of their presence. It's like, oh. It's like, when are you going? It's like you're here. You're still here. There's more than you were there then. More.
Oh yeah.
You're here now. And that's odd. But yeah, I mean, there's various things. It's little signs of.
I lost a good medicine man in my band. He walked on, and all of a sudden there was a storm come up, and I lost my trash can. It was out beside the road, you know, and I was going to pull it up, and I could hear Bear laughing. I know he was gone. He done went to, you know, it took his journey. And I looked up, and there was that trash can in the air. And he was just laughing. He was just letting me know, hey, I'm still hanging around. So if you have little bitty things with this station happening, maybe Dave's just letting you know he's still hanging around. You know?
Well, as I said, it's making me giggle how much he's around, and how much I'm getting little messages from him. So this is a very interesting thing. And a couple of days ago, I was talking to a lady whose husband is on the other side and regularly communicates with her. In fact, I've got one of his communications that I haven't quite read yet. But basically, he's giving her information about what she can do on this side, giving her insider information. She's been given the entire cosmology as it is, the Earth history, the true story, not right. His story, but the true story,
right.
And about the. The problems with Maldek and and the Anunnaki and all these big. Anyway, so it's very interesting, and I really look forward to seeing how Dave's energy can still work with the group. I bet there's a film about this. If not, there should be, and maybe this is what it is. But a group. Communes telepathically and keeps something going and keeps an energy going, even while the guy's gone, while the boss is away.
Well, with the whole fact is that Wolf Spirit Radio will not stop. It's not going to stop. And Dave's vision when he first made this station to now, it's not going to stop. Our people, especially with the Lakota, had one thing that they said one time, and they said it like this: long after the turtle dies, the heart keeps beating. See where I'm going?
Yep, the pulse goes on, and somebody yes. can continue pulsing with the drum.
Of course. Long after the turtle dies, the heart keeps beating. So Wolf Spirit Radio is not going anywhere, and you have affiliates like Turtle Island News also. That's going to help you as much as we can. It's not going anywhere. But maybe better. With all due respect, we try to make it even better for the spirit of Dave Corso.
I think we can... it's not like relax, but it's like... there's a kind of everything's fine field. It's like, yeah. like a magnetic field where there's an everything's fine field. And I've recognized that before. In fact, you were saying...
I can hear Dave right now.
What's he saying?
Y'all just mellow out, damn it.
Y'all just mellow out. Well, people get upset when people leave. What can you do? Sorry.
But it's a... it's a thing that we have always been known, is that when a child is born, you cry for that baby, for what he's going to have to go through. And when someone walks on, it's a rejoice in some ways because they're not hurting anymore.
Well, that's the other part of it too, Dog, isn't it? That I speak to Dave more or less every day.
Yes, you did.
And when you do, well, you know that I do readings. I listen to people's voices. I can tell an awful lot from the sound of somebody's voice, and I can more or less hear their health.
Oh, dude, whatever yeah. you wrote. Bad about me, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
What you might find there, man.
Oh, no, I might not go there because there might be a little too. There's far too much of that in there. all that Motorhead.
Hey,
and the Black Motorhead. Sabbath. I don't know about that.
Motorhead, Black Sabbath, I believe very good is. One More Time by Motorhead was absolutely the best song I ever heard in my life.
We got a poster.
Anyway.
Yeah, Motörhead. But anyway. You'll learn to need patience. So, like you said,
and my corn grows very. My corn grows very good to Slayer.
Really, you play music to it?
Yeah.
And how big your speakers are? How big are your speakers?
They're big.
I mean, is it like a PA system that you play to your? How big is your cornfield?
I don't have just maybe a few rows, you know. We just now got here and just, you know, learning the land out right now. But the corn, the onions, and everything else, the tomatoes, I got fried green tomatoes already, you know, so they're doing good.
I've got a bad.
They like Slayer, I don't know.
Maybe I should play some music to them. Maybe I should play my music to them. And then they make...
But that's good too, JP.
That's a thought. Maybe I should set up a synthesizer and just play music for them.
Oh, to let you know.
Yeah, potato music.
Let you know.
Actually, Bart has said something there. Sorry, go.
To let you know, also, I got a four-string Crescent bass that... I kind of play with it.
Crescent bass? What's that?
It's a 4-string electric bass guitar.
Awesome. Is it like a Fender Jazz or that sort of form, or something more radical?
It's a blue Crescent, you know, electric guitar, 4-string bass. And I play along with the music, and evidently it's doing. I'm doing rather well with it. At least my wife says I'm doing all right. She ain't killed me yet.
Yet might be the word. Actually, I think it's probably better to have a bass guitar than a violin. Wouldn't it be? You know, if somebody around you was learning an instrument, would you prefer a violin? B, a recorder. C, a bass guitar. I know what I'd choose.
C.
Probably the least annoying of the three, wouldn't it? Be, you know.
I like the low tone of the bass, how it sounds. I've always been into the bass.
Yeah.
Always.
If you listen to any of the music that I make, it's always very rich with the bass, and I love a lot. You know, Pink Floyd. Do you like Pink Floyd?
Yeah, I did like Money and, you know, the old Pink Floyd stuff.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Because that's very bass rich. And you don't think about Pink Floyd being, like, really bassy, but... because you often think, oh, it's the guitar and the keyboards. Actually, everything was very, very, very just perfect to me, to us, to everybody. That's why they're so great. Anyway, we were gonna have William Stillings, the time traveler. We were gonna talk about magnetism and time and time travel and nuclear reactors and how terrible they are. This is how things have things merge, because, you know, things happen and people.
I hope I didn't take his time up.
Not at all, because he hasn't called in. There was somebody who called in from Britain. Don't know who that is, but I'll have a look later. Cortec, I've posted my email in the chat, because you can't see me and I can't see you. God, I don't know. Nobody seems to be able to hear my chat, my private messaging on the chat room. Anyway, I'm sure that if somebody needs to enlighten me about IRC, if anybody's around in IRC, and we can have a quiet chat one day, because I've got to master it. Meanwhile, there's all these things to think about. It's it's like you wake up in a body and you don't know how to use the arms and the legs, and you got to kind of learn all over again.
Yeah.
It's a funny old world.
It's like, you know, it took me 3-4 years after I had them strokes I had, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, to actually be able to use my right hand again. So, you know, just think of it as a little bit of a mouth setback, and now we're going to have to learn how to use these electronic fingers and hands again to keep Wolf Spirit Radio going the way it is supposed to be going.
That's right. And do you know, they did some research, and they were sort of listening to the brain and listening to the muscles, and they discovered that there was a signal that was being sent to the muscles, or that the muscles were reacting quite a few milliseconds before the brain sent the signal.
Right.
But to you and I, that makes no surprise, because we know that the heart does makes things move as well.
Well, see, here's the thing about the heart, okay? A man that could be absolutely where he can't talk well or can't move well, if he has the heart to keep fighting, he can still move mountains. It takes the heart to do everything, man. It takes the heart to do everything. It takes a heart for me to do what I do on the heart drum and do the shows that I do, you know? It's a constant movement. Do you have a Studio B's number?
Yes, it's 310-310-421-4053. We're on Studio B, Revolution Radio. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much, Bright Eyes. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant what's going on. People are stepping up beautifully. And, you know, I think it's just perfect. It's just perfect. It's, and I'm really grateful to everybody. I haven't had time to just sit down and think. Oh, there's a number. That's area code 604. Is that S of the J's?
Yeah, it's me, SJ. Hey, gang.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, it's news to me. I wasn't following Dave's illness, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it. What were his last days like there, JP?
Not a brilliant thing. You've got a speaker going loud?
Nope.
Could you?
I'm calling on the landline.
All right. Have you got the handset?
You could bring me in on Skype if you want to, if it's a problem with this phone call.
That's probably better. Just message me on Skype and I'll bring you in, okay?
Well, why don't you look for me on Skype as soon as I get it running? And drag me in. Sound good?
Maybe
alternate.
Easier for you to contact me. Just send me a message. PM me.
Okay. What's your Skype?
You have it, Jeremy.Perron.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. And what is it again?
Jeremy.Perron.
Oh, Jeremy.com. I may not have that one.
No,
we'll find out.
Not.com. Anyway, I'll.
See
what happens. So there we go.
Roger. Out.
Okay, so message me. Yeah, all right. There was SJ. Oh, it's going to be one of those. So, Two Dog, are you with us?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So, it's developing a good, strong council is
what's
important, because we need to have all of the different voices. Now, I've learned that you have the thing called the Rainbow Council, so that everybody, there is representation of all the rainbow. Is that right? Or am I just fantasizing about that?
What I do here, okay, I have five clans that are with me. The clan chiefs and the clans itself, okay? What we do when we come into circle, we go in, we smudge ourselves, we go into the circle, of course, and we sit in the circle with the fire pit. And we have a thing called a feather circle. This feather, whoever holds this feather, it has the right to speak for 5 seconds, 5 days, 5 weeks. It doesn't matter. No one else talks as long as that person is holding that feather. We can speak his heart, and then it gets passed. You've already got your feather circle going, JP. Okay? Have each one of you bring something good to the circle. It will bring something good to the circle. You work together fluently with each other to make sure everything runs as smoothly as possible. Always understand you have this communication that you can do that will allow Wolf Spirit Radio to continue to go as strong as it possibly can. Okay?
Yep.
Good deal. Well, I think you're going to be fine.
I think so. I think that it's going to be actually more magical and easier than anybody might imagine. So actually I've imagined that, so maybe it might be even more cool than I might imagine. Because like I said, you know, I think about lots of different ways of doing things, yet I've never had any well, let's see. Let's see if any of the ideas work in practicality. If not, then we try something else. I don't want to be I don't mind being wrong. Just don't shout at me lots. Maybe I have to shout back.
You know, here's the thing. People have to understand that, you know, everybody's just human. We're going to make mistakes. That's normal. But we can also work together to mend that mistake and go, you know, always be able to take any kind of, you know, if something goes wrong, it's your fault. It's your fault, man. I take full responsibility for anything I do. If I did something wrong, let me know. We'll fix it. As long as you work in a good, respectful manner with each other, love, honor, and respect, all total, the station won't have a problem. It won't at all. Nations even work that way. Well, they did back in the old day, huh?
Well, that's the thing. You know, this is how the kind of didn't the Constitution come from an Indian nation?
Yes. The Constitution of the United States comes from the Iroquois Confederacy and the Six Nations, and one of my nations, as far as the Mohawk, were involved in that. Yeah. The Constitution is founded by the Iroquois Confederacy. So America can thank the Indian for its constitution while they turned around and killed us for it.
All right. So white men don't...
That's true.
We're not all Romans. We're not all Romans. Ah. So so essentially, there's something that is actually, or probably, better and more organic than the constitution that has already been there, that having accepted the idea that there could be a constitutional following, that people can follow the constitution as a kind of moral guideline and philosophy for personal living as well, that is like without anyone messing about with it for corporate gain.
You take me for instance.
Is that true? Because I want to get this point really, Two Dog. Is the Iroquois Confederacy Constitution an organic, uncorrupt teaching, or has it been? Has there been corporate influence? That's what you know. How pure is this?
Here's the deal. Benjamin Franklin in 1754 sat down with us, okay, and said these words: "If a nation of savages can have some, just about a complete constitution, then we could do better." That's what he said in 1754. If a nation of savages can have a most perfect constitution, then we can do better. I think they messed it up. Now, here's the deal with that. Me being a leader, if I got something I have to do, I go to the women. Women run the tribe, man. Women are the power. You see where I'm going? Without the woman, there would be no nations whatsoever on the face of this planet. Modern society has taken away the sacredness of the woman within this male-dominated society we live in. We lived in a matriarchal society. The woman run the tribe. They are the caretakers.
And that's a very interesting thing, because guess what? The people that I was talking to today, for whatever reason, were all the women. So this is how we're working. But I really get you. Tell us more about how men and women relate. In traditional, not how they do these days because of the corporate influence.
But you take me, I could be from another clan, okay? But if I married my wife, say I was in the bear clan, just hypothetically. My wife was in the horse clan. I married my wife. I moved in with her family. I became horse clan, see? Basic knowledge comes that the woman and the man, of course, work together. That's true. But if you look at everything nature-wise, the female bird lays the egg, okay? Everything runs feminine. All of nature runs feminine, man. Without the female of all of that, there would be nothing here. You see where I'm going?
Yep.
There would be nothing. We think with our fist, number one, as male. Women think with their heart. I could get angry and want to go to war, but I have to step in front of the clan mothers to tell them I want this. And if they say no, then it's no. That's how it works. It's the woman, the sacred heart, the sacred feminine, the blood lodge. That's where you have your people. They nurture you from the time you're born to the time you're 12. Then as a young warrior, you go off with the warriors. But until then, from the baby to the time you're 12, you're with your mother. They teach you. The woman is the sister to the earth, man. You see where I'm going?
Yep. So that's what we need. And that's what we've got. And I think it's not only auspicious, but in right order, and everything's just right. And thank you for joining me just now, Two Dog, because, you know, like you say, the council, you know, we hand the stick and the feather in the... I've always heard it called the talking stick. Are there different things? You know, do people have talking stones or... the feather is...
Well, we also had the thing called the talking stick. It's the same deal. Same reference, man. But see, if you look at the United States government, they're all talking at the same time. That's why nothing is getting done. We had the talking stick, talking feather. No one is allowed to talk except the one holding the feather. So something can get done. Everybody in that circle will have a voice when they grab that feather. Everybody in that circle. The problem with America is they're all talking at the same time. Their Senate, their Congress, all this. They're not going to get nothing done that way. That's the point, JP.
Yeah. So, thank you. Sorry, this is SJ is trying to get hold of. You just need to accept my contact. I just sent you the Skype contact, okay? A little bit of comedy there. I think that we'll get away with it. But you call me. Anyway, here we are. It's Journeys with JP. The sad news is that Dave passed away yesterday. He left the building. He laid down the body, and we are talking about how we carry on embodying his spirit and embodying spirit in general, and how we can become more like a collective being. What is it? Well, I mean, you call it a band, don't you?
Yeah.
Because to me, a band is like musicians. But, you know, well, I work well with bands, I think.
Well, see,
I'm probably a bit pompous,
you have,
a bit bossy.
Over in like Canacota, as far as Canada is concerned, the nation sometimes are called a band. You know, but... It they're truthfully their nations, of course, but you know that's what we called them. We're, you know, the you know different bands. Of course, that's before the musicians got here, man. I think.
Yeah, what do you do for music? I mean,
the drum, brother.
It's just the drum. I mean, there's the flute.
You had the drum, the rattle.
All right, so you got your percussion.
Yeah.
And who was on bass? Because the drum did the bass, didn't it? Because if you get the resonance, it's not about just hitting it. It's about making it resonate so that it creates a much lower standing wave frequency, which is like... Is that right?
Well, here's the thing, the way the drum can go, okay? You got a slow beat. Boom, boom, boom. Right, you would also have a little faster beat, boom, 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 honor beat, boom, 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 boom. See? Four count honor beat.
And they right? have different, they're appropriate for different occasions.
As oh, well. Yeah.
Or
we have, I use a drum every morning in a prayer ceremonies. Every time I greet the Creator from the East, from where the grandfather comes, I do have a drum with me. As well as Chinoba, of course. My sacred pipe. But see, the drum itself represents the Earth Mother, okay? That is a representative of the Earth Mother, the Earth herself. The sound you hear from it represents the heartbeat of the people. If you put your hand on your heart, you can feel that beat. That boom, 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 boom. See? Boom, 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 boom. You see how I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
That's the heartbeat of the people, man, right there.
And there he is. Sorry, I'm also being connected. We're connecting with British Columbia. Yeah. All right. Finally, there we are. There we go. Where have you been? Finally, hello, Sunshine Jim. SJ. Speak, and we can hear you.
I'm a little bit old, so it takes a while to find on-off switch, eh?
Ah, hello, eh?
You know, I sure am sad to hear that David gone. I had no idea he was going.
Well,
we've been friends for 4 years. I remember when he first started Wolf Spirit Radio. He's been a tremendous friend. I'm somewhat concerned. Excuse me. I'm somewhat concerned about his dogs. How many are left?
Don't be concerned about his reality. Actually, you know, in general, people, his...
Don't get spacey on me. What's happening with his dogs?
No, it's fine. Trenjar is looking after them. He would love to...
How many are there now?
If you want to connect with Trenjar...
Okay, I'll talk to him directly then.
He's handling the dogs.
I just wanted to tip in and say those dogs are friends of mine as well, and if they need anything, you should give me a call.
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to say. I really will miss Dave tremendously.
You know, there's the one thing that they would really want is somebody to move into the house and look after them all there.
Where was he living?
Pahrump, Nevada. Anybody fancy living right. in the Same desert? I don't know. But you never know. Maybe the call goes out.
Well, I want somebody, whoever's taking care of him, I want him to know that if they really need some help, give me a call. I might be able to. Because dogs are expensive, especially when they get older. Know what I mean?
Oh yeah, the vet's bills and everything like that.
Well, y'all, I'll see you later.
Okay, Jim. God bless you, mate. Okay. Everybody's got a whole bunch of mixed feelings, and Tremjar's going to be like maybe away for a day or so because he's needs to get his head together. He's been through stress.
I can wait. So just wanted to make sure I got that across. So because they're precious to me.
Oh yeah. They're precious to everybody.
Yeah, I always had Dave give him an ear scratch for me. And I used to talk to him occasionally. I'd talk, they'd bark. It was great. My dogs would talk to him.
Yep.
Yeah. Sad story. Anyhow, he was good. He's a good dude. I'm going to miss him terrible.
Thanks
so like much, I say, without further ado, a good evening to y'all.
Good evening, SJ. Good night, mate. Well, it's an emotion there. You know, I guess there's going to be a lot of emotion expressed, and as the kind of news slowly percolates throughout the world. And
well, I can tell you like this, JP, really. With what's going on right now, as much love as we've, you know, we've had for the man, and there has been there's been disagreements in this world. We're only human. But with the thing that's going on right now, a lot of people are in mourning right now, which I understand that too. But we got to keep as positive energy flowing as possible. If we're going to continue Dave's vision of what the pack and what Wolf Spirit Radio meant to him, we got to keep as much love, honor, and respect with each other as humanly possible, and keep this positive energy flowing to make the spirit of Dave Corso very, very happy, and to keep Wolf Spirit Radio throwing what needs to be put out there. JP?
You know, I have to talk about a bit answering some questions. And one of the, you know, people say, you know, what happened? Why? Dave was in such pain all the time. And like I say, I spoke to him every day. And I could hear, you know, when I spoke to him, like I say, I can hear how people are. And I could feel... It's been since about January, February, that the resonance of his voice was gradually seeping away. A bit like start off with a full color picture, and eventually it's like when you leave it in the sun, and it slowly bleaches away. And 2 weeks ago, I spoke to Dave with my girlfriend, and after the conversation, I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I was like, he's at death's door. We could feel it. We could see it. We could hear it. He knew it.
I heard it last time I spoke.
Yeah. He knew it, and he was preparing. You know? And albeit through a lot of pain... And I have to really, you know, acknowledge that in those last days he was unable to sleep because of the pain. He had some physical symptoms, right, that were... They got names.
Yeah.
They got all different names. But it was like... There was no... it was just building up inside. Infection inside. And his legs were like... You know, I looked at them remotely, and they were like sausages. Like high skin tight, tearing. It was awful. It was really not pleasant. And I think that he wanted to, you know, keep going. And then the last thing was he was talking about getting a wheelchair, and I knew if he needed a wheelchair, then he couldn't walk, and if he couldn't walk, that's not going to be Dave, is it? And that's...
Well, you know, to be honest, JP, from one warrior to another, whether, you know, you liked that warrior, disliked that warrior, you respected that warrior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in my life, I've been a warrior all my life. I've looked for death all my life. You know, because I fight for the survival of the people. You know? If you look at the way the warrior that Dave's been through Vietnam and Wolf Spirit Radio and what he stood for, He looked for death all his life. Now he has found it. But in his death, he's found life within the next journey. In the spirit world, he's going to be fine. We just have to get the strength up to make Wolf Spirit Radio continue with the within the vision of what Dave wanted Wolf Spirit Radio to be. And we just got to step up to make sure that happens. You know?
Yep.
Dave's just a warrior. He was a warrior.
So, journey's end for some, for many right now. A lot of people going. People are experiencing a lot of grief. And I think we have to learn to allow grief to come through and pass through and allow it to cleanse us all the way. It's important to allow grief to pass through you. Do you have traditional grieving process? I mean, so you know, for instance, when I'm upset, right? I don't want to be with people. I want to be far away. In a room somewhere. That's when I'm upset. I don't want to be with people.
Well, sometimes
it helps to be with one person. So what happens?
A lot of times, brother, I love the people with all my heart, okay? But sometimes I'd rather be alone because I can't hear the spirits. If I'm with a lot of people, I can't hear the spirits. I love the people with all my heart. Sometimes I can't hear the spirits, okay? Now, as far as a morning time, what I do is I don't cut my hair for anything, okay, number one. The only time I do cut my hair is when someone very close to me walks on. And that's what I do in the time of mourning. I did that when my grandfather and grandmother died. I mean, my grandfather died, you know. I cut my hair a little bit then. But you cut your hair during the morning time. You have, you know, like if a wife loses her husband, she'll cut her hair and they'll mourn for about a year. When that year is up, you know, they have a right, of course, to marry again, but that's how we do the morning. We cut our hair.
How much?
Well, to be honest, Ishii lost his whole nation as far as the Yahi. There was the last of the Yahi left in California in the early 30s. There are no more Yahi. And actually, when they found him, he burnt his hair off. It's a ritual for them to, you know, almost look like a buzz cut, I think it was. But that was their mourning.
So you wouldn't, like, do a buzz cut for, I mean, that you're talking about the last of his nation. That was a really big, deep mourning. So that's, like, down to zero. So you cut...
Right.
You know, but so a woman, for instance, you would recognize a woman in mourning because her hair would be a certain length. It wouldn't be as long.
Take a look at a picture of any of the Chiricahua. Take a real good look at the Chiricahua. Look at Geronimo himself. if you could go on like YouTube or whatever and look at any picture of Geronimo, his hair wasn't that long anymore. He lost his mother-in-law, his wife, and I think two or three babies to the Mexican army. Okay? And really, he never wore his hair long that long again. You see where I'm going?
I see where you're going. And I think that's, well, the reason I asked was like, well, I've got a razor. I could easily cut a lot of that off. It's interesting because Dave and I started growing our hair at the same time. We were doing this thing, right? And somebody told us, sent this,
yeah,
this piece through. The article was the Truth About Long Hair, and that it works as antennae for you know, psychic communication. And so,
yes,
almost, I mean, there and then, and we discovered.
I can go.
Yeah, go on.
I can follow that. I can follow with what you just said. There was an experiment, I think, by the United States Army with indigenous people one time.
That's right. They needed to recruit trackers.
They needed to recruit trackers. They shaved the head of one indigenous man and allowed the other indigenous man to wear his long. The one that had longer hair tracked better than the brother that had no hair at all. Better tracker.
And what they found was that the ones who were enlisted into the army and were you know, going through training exercises, they had their hair cut off, and hey, guess what? They lost their superpowers. They weren't able to detect when anybody was approaching.
They could
be crept up on, and all this stuff. They were just completely weakened. So that the hair is it's an organ of perception, not just the kind of weird decoration stuff. Well, how can
I mean,
you
I
that?
Used I could track better when I hunted, when my hair was at my belt loop, than I could when it was at my collar. Actually.
So, tracking is aided. What's happened? Oh dear, that's just broken off. Oh well, need to fix that. Tracking is aided by long hair. So what happened is that Dave and I we both wore short hair at the time. So I started growing my hair when Dave and I we both started growing hair. So that is a good thing. And I never cut my hair. There's nothing to cut. It's just, it never seems to get any longer. It's just kind of hanging around, just sort of behind my shoulder blades. But Dave was able to grow a much firmer little mane than I was able to. But I do my best. Whatever I've got, I'm growing. But I've got a really, really hairy body, and that must count for something, mustn't it? can I track little things? It's a shorter, a higher frequency.
Well, you know, we all are who and what. We all are what we are. But the thing about it is, whether we're black, white, yellow, or red, it doesn't matter. We're all the human being here. Everything has being. We just happen to be the human being, you know. We're not that different, whether you're Scottish, Irish, English, indigenous, whoever. We're all the human being here, man. We just got to think differently than what we are now.
Two Dog, SJ, thank you so much for guiding me on this journey. It's a long journey. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you on War Spirit Radio in a minute.